NATO expresses condolences to Iranians for President Ebrahim Raisi's death. By Christina Wong on May 21, 2024. NATO, the U.S.-led military alliance of Western nations, expressed condolences to the Iranian people for the death of their brutal president, Ebrahim Raisi, after he and other high-level officials were killed in a helicopter crash on Sunday. NATO spokeswoman Farah Diklala posted on X, "Our condolences to the people of #Iran for the death of President Raisi, Foreign Minister Amir Abdollahian, and others who perished in the helicopter crash." The expression of such condolences stunned Western officials, Israelis, who have been targeted by Iranian-funded terror, and Iranian dissidents, who said they were actually celebrating his death. Representative Brian Mast, RFL, posted sarcastically, "My condolences to the people of Iran for losing the opportunity to bring the butcher of Tehran to justice for his crimes." Representative Pat Fallon, RTX, posted, "Raisi was a murderous autocrat who brutally repressed the people of Iran. He was the architect of Iran's state sponsorship of terrorism and does not deserve NATO and the free world's condolences." Representative Derek Van Orden, RY, weighed in, "This is absurd. NATO is offering condolences for the death of a terrorist." Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, commented, "Our tax dollars at work overseas. What? NATO should not be offering condolences to bloodthirsty terrorists supporting tyrants," Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, exclaimed. Not to mention, multiple NATO nations were just shooting down hundreds of Iranian drones launched at Israel and international shipping in the Red Sea. Former Trump administration officials were also incredulous. Former top Trump administration official and former U.S. ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell posted, "The people of Iran are celebrating, most of them have to do it privately because they don't have freedoms." Robert Greenway, a former Trump administration official and expert at the Heritage Foundation, posted, "Really? The butcher of Tehran and an IRGC officer? Both were instrumental in providing Russia with drones and missiles now threatening Europe. The people of Iran are celebrating their demise and so should NATO." A number of former NATO officials also weighed in. Marshall Billingsia posted, "As a former at NATO Assistant Secretary General, I am flabbergasted by this tweet. This is completely inappropriate, sick, on so many levels." Belgian official Theo Franken posted, "NATO condolences for the death of a butcher and cruel mass murderer? This is a true enemy of the West in our alliance. You don't speak in my name." Iranian dissidents and exiles also blasted the post. Nazanin Bonyadi, an Iranian-British actress and activist, posted, "I can't imagine how the survivors of Raisi and Co.'s brutalities must feel reading this. Well, at least we know where all these institutions stand now. For shame." An Israeli government account added, "NATO needs a new spokesperson." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.